Same here. Yeah, let me pause this because my headphones are on. That's actually surprising how you knew one of the people at the Railroad Museum as opposed to the president, Don. That's quite impressive.
Not really. It's a very small world. I belong to Hot Track and so does Dennis DeAngelis. He also belongs to the West Island, of which my father was a member. So it is a small world, and we're all connected.
Wow, that is absolutely impressive. I'm really surprised you actually knew him. That really caught me by surprise. And again, Lou, thank you very much.
WB2GXM clear. Thanks again.
All right, gentlemen, no problem. Good night. Have a good one.
All right, you two have a good night, and I will be clear. KD2OGB.
The time is 12:09 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2191, with a release date of Friday, October 25th, 2019, to follow in 5, 4.
The earthquake drills held worldwide in October. There were more than 66.
We hoped we'd have a few decades together, but we weren't sure. So we were constantly like.
H. For Amateur Radio Newsline. I'm Jim Meacham.
Programs. Nothing is more important than the safety of our youth members. Close quote. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Officials in Australia are looking for alternatives to HF when it comes to maritime distress messages.
As they prepared to build antennas and get ready for the contacts they would be having later that day.
And indeed, many of the astronauts and cosmonauts themselves. His attention is about to become a bit more grounded, however.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That's tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That's tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Good morning, the time is 5 o'clock a.m. This is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Thank you.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning, Mike. This is Richie K2KV. We spoke yesterday. Again, when you come on this repeater, you know, don't do CQ. Just throw your call sign out there. You can say your call sign listening. Just throw your call sign out there, and, you know, if anybody's going to be out there, they'll come back to you. But on a repeater, it's just not appropriate to use CQ. Anyway, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. I'm in my car. I kind of missed what you said. I got to get an antenna on this thing. Something about call sign?
Yeah, on a repeater system like this, you don't call CQ. You just throw your call sign out there, and, you know, that's all that's necessary. Also, on this repeater, wait for the tone. You know, some repeaters have a tone, some don't, but just you'll hear that tone, and then you can key up and talk again.
Ah, I see. Okay, thank you. You know, I got to tell you, I scored very well on the exam, but studying for the exam doesn't really teach you what you need to know in practicality, and it's kind of like what our schools do now in a day. So, yeah, thanks for the patience and the tips. I appreciate it.
Well, when you're on an open frequency, let's say you were doing on HF and you could be tuning anywhere along the band, then you would go and call CQ because you're trying to let people know that you're out there and you're trying to make a contact. But this is kind of like a specific frequency that you're on. Nobody is scanning it. You're not talking about 100 or 1,000 possibilities. You're on a specific frequency, And so basically just throw your call sign out there. And as I said, the other thing is to just wait for that tone, because we have computer link-ups here, and so some of them are timed, and you want to give them a chance to catch up. That's all. K2KNB.
I'm getting there. I mean, it's a miracle that I'm even remembering my call sign, you know? Do you remember those days? I think I have a problem, too, with phonetics, like getting them the first time.
Well, sometimes if the repeater is noisy or you said you need a better antenna there, you may not hear it as well, and some letters do sound the same. Generally, this kind of communication on a FM repeater is considered to be generally very clear communication, so you don't necessarily have to even give your phonetic call sign. But sometimes there may be a question, like you have an S. Sometimes for some people's hearing, the S sounds like an F, and so sometimes you need to clear that up. But generally, I think as I said to you last night, when you listen on the repeater, you get some idea of the protocols. And also on the Limark website, we have a section that's generally the rules, the operating procedures for being on a repeater and being on our repeater specifically.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm just going to take the plunge and get it for the car, just to make things a little easier, put an antenna.
Yeah, because right now what's happening is you're breaking up. You're not a solid copy, and so you don't realize it, but the people that are listening do, and it does make it a little more difficult to have the conversation with you. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to be in the mobile, and you said you spend a fair amount of time driving back and forth, so you might as well do the right thing.
Yeah, right now I'm heading north on Ocean Avenue in Malvern. A lot of trees, so it's a problem.
All right, it's also true that that's an area in which sometimes the coverage for some reason, whatever, might be blocking the area. But some of that area south of, that area generally may have some problems. Until you get further north, I guess you may be going up to Cross Island. You said Ocean Avenue. At some point your transmissions will get stronger. Again, you have to be aware of where your signals are bad and avoid transmitting in those areas. Just tell people, hang on, I'll be out in the clear in a couple of minutes. Basically, that's what you have to do.
Now, what is that CW that I just heard?
The FCC requires that you identify every 10 minutes, not only the ham radio operator, but the repeater station. So sometimes the repeater will ID in voice, and that's when you'll hear W2VL. And sometimes it'll do it in code. But when you hear that, that means it's been about 10 minutes for the repeater. That's a good reminder to the operators to also ID, and that's an FCC regulation, IDing every 10 minutes. So this is K2KNB.
Yo, mobile.
On a 2 meter, maybe 70 centimeter sound bump for the car.
Mike, I couldn't catch everything that you said. Again, because you just weren't hitting the repeater. I just didn't hear everything that you said. I know you said something about 2 meter and 70 centimeter.
Do you have a recommendation?
You see, again, I missed the first part of what you were saying there. So are you talking about a recommendation for an antenna?
For a radio.
Um, No, not specifically, but it's a little bit hard, you know, without you being able to go and see a company, or go to a company where you can actually put your hands on it. Some of them are easier to use, some of them a little more difficult. Even asking people their opinion sometimes is hard, because if somebody bought something that they don't really like, they're not necessarily going to tell you that. But there's some Kenwoods and Icons. The Yaesus, I mean, personally, I find them a little difficult because so much of them is in the menu. But, you know, take a look through one of the magazines, one of the catalogs from Ham Radio Outlet, or trying to think who else. Hold on one second. Yeah, just take a look and look at the price. You want a 2 meter 440, you know, reasonable power for the car. 31 watts, something like that. Just look at the price. And, yeah, I think Kenwoods are a lot easier to program, so you might be happy with one of them.
82. That's OUU. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about Kenwood. This seems to be the name that keeps popping up.
Well, again, they make some of their models are just a little less expensive, maybe. I'm not sure. But I do find them easier to program. And if you're in a car, what you want is the easiest to program radio. Anyway, Mike, I think you said your final destination is Forest Hills. But I'm going to sign. I was doing some work here that I just want to finish. But I did want to respond to you. So, again, just remember, don't say CQ. Just throw your call sign out there. And you can say, you know, you can throw your call sign out there and say listening, or just throw your call sign out there. And if people are around, they'll come back to you. And as I said, also, when you listen to a repeater, you get some idea of what's the appropriate way of speaking or acting or whatever. And ID every 10 minutes, so wait for the repeater to ID and use that as a guideline. So anyway, let me say 7-3, and maybe we'll catch you on your way home. Andy.
Hi, 82,
Mike, M2EO.
Say again?
Yeah, Mike, the call editor, November 2, Echo Oscar, M2EO. What I wanted to say, there's another company out there, Oinco. Oinco. They don't have the name recognition like Yaesu, Kenwood, Nikon. But Oinco has some good stuff too. Go to oinco.com and take a look. Their radios are less expensive, and there's nothing wrong with them.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I'll check them out when I get to work. So, thank you.
No problem, Michael. A lot of people don't mention them because, like I say, they don't think of them because they don't have the name recognition like Yaesu, Kenwood, Icon. But they have just model band radios that do not have 440 for a couple $100. And you can get a 2 meter 440. They have everything.
Oh, 10-4. Sounds good. It's always worth saving a buck or two. You can buy something else.
Absolutely. They have a lot of stuff that nobody else has, like a 10 meter or a 6 meter radio. They have a lot of nice stuff. They also make some handy talkies. They got a 400 stuff. Just go to their website, take a look. I'm not telling you to buy a Winco, but I'm saying keep it in your war chest, so to speak, of a possibility.
Yeah, 10-4. Something else. It's just fun looking at the pictures, reading the reviews, right?
What are you doing at now? I thought you were in your car.
Yeah, right now I'm on the Southern State Parkway, westbound.
Okay, Mike. And by the way, the lady was the same name as KME. Name is Rich. Romeo India Charlie Hotel.
Got it. Thank you. I appreciate you pulling it right. You guys have been great. 82 WS. Got my call sign. That's OUU on the side.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, concentrate on the road. I'll catch you later. This is M2EO.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.